Hey people, do you want to polish your watch like a professional for under 20 bucks? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Cape Cod Polish and Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To order your Cape Cod Polish and Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 12 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best 20 bucks you'll ever spend, and you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, I want to talk about Conor McGregor's watch collection. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. What's going on there, watch fans? It's Amit Dave Honda, and welcome to my podcast. Just want to first start out by saying that what a phenomenal fight August 26th between Floyd Mayweather and the notorious Conor McGregor. If you're like me and you really like Conor McGregor, you've been following his career for a couple of years now. He's just done some remarkable things. I mean, he's only 29 years of age. He's a UFC champion. He's never fought a real boxing match in his life. And, you know, his first boxing match was with the best of the best, and he went 10 rounds. I mean, I got to give it to him. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's an incredible inspiration. And, you know, as much as he didn't win, he did go the distance in my book. You know, for me growing up in Boston especially, it's a very Irish town, Irish-American town, but I've always had friends from Ireland. I think there's a lot of synergy between the Irish and the Indians. Maybe because we were both colonized by the British and we both like drinking. But it's just incredible how far he went, and obviously he now is in a different stratosphere in terms of salary, in terms of what he's worth. I think he made something like $150 million for this fight. That's just outstanding. I mean, why would he ever fight UFC, at least for the money? I mean, he'd have to fight 100 of those fights to make what he made in this one fight. But, you know, he's an incredibly stylish man. I mean, if you look at his career, though, I mean, 4 years ago, he was practically homeless. You know, he was working in construction. He was horrible at it. He left it. But what I find very, very endearing and incredibly inspiring is his commitment, it's his will, and it's his drive. And it doesn't matter what anyone says to him. He believes he's the best, and he is the best, you know, in what he does. And now he's opened up a totally different market for himself. And I'll be very curious to see what happens in the future, if he stays with boxing or if he stays with MMA or if he starts coaching or what he starts doing. I know he's got a lot of different business ventures now that he's working on, his own suit line and many other products. I'm sure he'll get into the liquor game, and I'm sure, like many athletes who are at this level, he will be asked to do some sort of collaboration with a major watch brand. And, you know, he is a huge watch guy. I mean, for a very young guy who literally made it in the last couple of years, I mean, it's just remarkable. His first watch was, I believe it was a diesel watch. It was just like a, you know, wasn't anything special. The reference number DZ4297. You know, it was just a fashion watch. A big, gold-looking, whatever. You know, an Arabic numeral at 12, an Arabic numeral at 6, a date at the 3 o'clock, water-resistant to 100 meters. It was a chronograph. It was on a strap. Nice-looking watch. Nothing to write home about. But when I started writing about Conor McGregor in 2015, he was wearing a Rolex Yachtmaster 2 in yellow gold with a white dial. And I immediately noticed the watch. I mean, I saw him, obviously. He's very recognizable and dresses really well and has his own individual taste and always looks really good. But he was wearing this watch on Conan. I think he was demonstrating his skills in martial arts and his kicks and how high he can kick. And I think Conan almost wet himself because, you know, it got very close to Conan's head. I mean, Conan's like 6'4". He's between 6'4 and 6'6, I think, something like that. And I think McGregor is like 5'9 or something like that. So for him to be able to kick that high It's pretty remarkable, but more importantly, he was wearing the Rolex Yachtmaster 2 in yellow gold, and I was like, you know, that's, he was only 27 years old, and you know, I know like the millennial generation, they know what's going on more so than probably my generation knows, in terms of they're very savvy, they want luxury, they want to experience luxury, they want to have it, but for him to have even a watch like that, you know, it said something. It said that he's not, you know, your typical athlete who's just going to get the most outlandish watch. You know, the Yachtmaster 2 is one of those watches that it's very masculine, it's very technical, it's very recognizable, it's a great contrast, especially the yellow gold and the blue, you know, the blue bezel and the white dial. Immediately, you know what it is. And the watch had as much screen time as, you know, he did. So that was pretty cool. He's also been spotted, and you know, I know that Conor McGregor believes in buying himself a watch. Every time he wins a match, you know, he marks the occasion by buying himself a nice timepiece. He also wears a yellow gold Skydweller. Skydweller is not my favorite. I know that typically, and I'm not saying this about all Irish people, but I know typically Irish love yellow gold, so it makes sense. And again, the watch looks great on him. Again, Skydweller is one of those watches that you have to kind of be in the know to know what a Skydweller is. It's Rolex's most complicated watch. Personally, not one of my favorites, but hey, for Conor McGregor, absolutely awesome, cool, young, making a lot of money. I would love to have the opportunity to advise him and guide him and style him in some good watches, you know. And I think it's just a matter of time before I get that opportunity. He also has an AP offshore chrono with diamonds. He has another AP offshore chronograph without diamonds. The one with diamonds, I believe, is like $500,000. He has a Frank Mueller as well with a diamond bezel. He has a Rolex Day-Date 60th anniversary with a green dial to commemorate the, you know, Ireland. He obviously, being from Ireland, being proud of his heritage and where he's from and representing Ireland so well. I think the fight proved that. I feel like Ireland, the entire country of Ireland, flew in for this McGregor-Mayweather fight. He has a yellow gold Patek Nautilus. Again, Patek, you know, you don't normally see an athlete wearing a Patek Philippe. That's not like, you see them wearing Hublots all day, you see them wearing APs all day, but you do not see them wearing Patek Philippes. And he's wearing a yellow gold, you know, Nautilus, which is pretty damn cool for him to be able to have, you know, that sort of, to be that aware, whether it's his, you know, stylist or whether it's something he personally picked himself. He obviously can recognize, or he already knows what the best is. And Patek is considered one of the best brands in the world. The Nautilus, of course, is incredibly iconic. He also has the same watch in steel and yellow gold, the Patek Nautilus in steel and yellow gold with a blue dial. The yellow gold version has a black dial, whereas the steel and gold one that he has a blue dial. He has a Rolex Daytona in yellow gold with a black dial. He has the Daytona as well. He wears a Daytona with a green dial, again, to represent Ireland, all 18 karat with a green dial. He's on the cover of GQ Style for 2017, the spring issue. He's wearing a Breguet. The Breguet he's wearing is the Breguet Classique, which is one of my favorites. Reference 511-77BA-29-9V6. Great piece. Wonderful piece. I love Breguet. Breguet is one of the coolest watches ever. And he's also, you know, he's also wearing the Patek and the Rolex Skydweller in that issue as well. He also has a Rolex Day-Date in yellow gold with baguette diamonds for hour markers. He has a platinum Day-Date, and this platinum Day-Date has a Glacier ice blue dial with baguettes for hour markers as well. So it has the day of the week on top at the 12, it has a date at the 3 o'clock, and then all the hour markers are baguette diamonds, which is, you know, I mean, I'm not a fan of diamonds, but I have to say, it's like, he does have some watches that are, you know, definitely questionable, in my opinion. When I say questionable, I don't mean as in the legitimacy of what they are. I just mean diamonds on a watch for a man is a little bit, it's a little bit flamboyant. It's a little bit outlandish. It's a little bit, it's a little bit over the top, but then again, so is Conor McGregor. He's over the top. He, I don't know if you saw, but his iconic pinstripe suit that he had made while he was doing press tours, they look like pinstripes, and they were, for all intents and purposes, pinstripes. But if you look closely, those pinstripes all said "fuck you," which was, I think, really funny. Which was a really unique and cool touch, and you know, an optical illusion in a way. But he obviously doesn't take himself too seriously. He's a really funny bastard. At the same time, I think, as much as I think he's, you know, got a lot of charisma, and he's incredible. Confidence is not a problem for him. He's to the point of being very cocky. I also think he's a deep inside, he's a really good dude. Like, you know, when I, you know, after the fight, he gave Mayweather, he said fair play to him. He gave him credit. He kept going on and on about how composed he was. And even at the end, during the press conferences, the final press conferences after the fight, Mayweather as well gave him a lot of respect. Obviously, Mayweather needed the money. He was on a payment plan with the IRS. And if it weren't for this fight, I don't think he would be in a good situation financially. I know Mayweather is very, has a lot of assets, but I know he also has a degenerate gambling problem. But if it weren't for Conor, this, none of this could have happened. But it just says to me, like, you know, these watches are all very indicative of where Conor's at right now, his mindset. I mean, he loves wearing furs from Gucci and the biggest designers in the world. I mean, there are times he, I mean, obviously when he's in the ring, whether it be UFC or boxing, he's a fighter. But off, outside the squared circle or outside the octagon, he's, you know, he looks like a fashion icon. Much like what David Beckham did for the sport of soccer, football, you know, and fashion and style and all that. McGregor is headed to do the same, if not more, with boxing and UFC. And I mean, he's not even 30, and he's, you know, I think he's worth close to $200 million now. It's unbelievable. He can have anything he wants. He can do anything he wants. I know he has multiple homes all over the world, but he loves his watches, and he loves spoiling his family too. I know he has two sisters, his mother, his, you know, his girlfriend. I don't know if you saw, there's an iconic picture floating around online from the English paper, The Sun, where Conor McGregor's got his kid sitting down in a three-piece suit. I think his son is like 3 or 4 months old, something like that. Maybe he's older, but big round, you know, little Irish face in a blue suit with a Windsor knot and, you know, sunglasses. And it's just the cutest thing ever. But, you know, Conor's a big, big guy on fashion, style, and I think watches, you know, that's what's amazing as well. Like, every press interview I've seen him do, for the most part, he's wearing Rolex. I think Rolex is really his favorite. Rolex is, I think for him, that's the king. He is the notorious Conor McGregor. He is the king of his sport. I think these watches, some of them are in good taste. The Skydwellers, the Day-Dates with the green are a very nice touch. The Breguet that he wore in GQ is an amazing watch. The Patek Nautilus, not my favorite watch. It's an iconic watch, but not my favorite watch. Definitely, he could have worn, you know, a steel and gold Rolex, or he could have worn many other watches. He could have worn a Hublot. He could have worn, you know, just about anything. But a Patek is something you have to sort of know, you know? People may have heard of Patek Philippe. People may not even know how to say Patek Philippe. But for him to know that, it's pretty amazing. I also believe he has a Hublot. You know, Hublot is not my favorite brand, but I definitely respect what they've done. So, you know, he's got a lot of watches in his collection, and he's not afraid to show them. He's not afraid to wear them. He's not afraid to make statements with them. I mean, these things are individual statements that he's making. Each watch is an individual statement of, you know, it's a statement of class, style, where you are in terms of, you know, whatever. It's just, it's amazing. And I think that as time goes on and as he gets the, you know, I mean, imagine going from being almost homeless to, like, you know, being worth almost $200 million. It's like, of course you're not going to know what to do with the money. You're just going to, just like a kid in a candy store, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that, I want that. But considering that, you know, he's achieved this much so quickly, you know, he's made some pretty smart moves in terms of watches, you know? I know when I've seen, I haven't physically seen them, but when I've seen pictures of Mayweather's collection, every single watch, for the most part, has a diamond bezel and diamonds on it. And it's just, to me at least, it's so unclassy for a guy to wear watches with diamonds, you know? I mean, in 10 years, you pick up a watch with diamonds, it's just going to look tacky. I mean, it's not, I don't know, I'm a purist. I like simple and clean things. And this gives me hope, you know? This gives me a lot of hope. But more importantly, I think what this did, what this fight did between McGregor and Mayweather is a very inspiring one for anyone who, you know, feels like they're wanting to achieve something and can't achieve it, or, you know, setting their mind to something. I mean, it just shows you the power of intention. Not to get too spiritual or get too, you know, serious about it. You can achieve anything if you put your mind to it, and I think Conor McGregor is honestly an example of that. He personifies that, he believes it, and he achieves everything he sets out to achieve, and he has no problem either with admitting defeat, with admitting where he went wrong, which means that he knows that there's always room for improvement, and he's always pushing himself to be the best. And I wish him nothing but the best of luck, and I look forward to the opportunity to work with him one day. Any of these watches can be purchased with my help. I do work on a $150 consultation fee basis, which means you engage me for $150 and pay that through PayPal on my website. It's very easy, it's very simple, it's very quick, and then that $150 gets you an hour of my time. It gets you some calls, emails, what have you. And should you choose to purchase a watch through me within a year, I apply that $150 towards the purchase of your watch, and it's a win-win situation. So I highly recommend that if you are looking to buy a watch, or one of these watches specifically, I can definitely save you money and save you tax potentially, depending on where you live, all from authorized dealers. Please visit my website at www.amadevhonda.com. It's a great place to go and read a blog. And if you want to, my world-renowned blog is packed with information. You can hear my podcasts. You can watch my videos. You can book a consultation with me. You can definitely see my Facebook Live posts as I post them on the sidebar. You can, there's just so much you can do with it. It's a comprehensive site. I launched it at the end of June, and I'm very proud of it. And I know that you're going to get a lot out of it. Share it with your friends. Don't be afraid to reach out to me if I can help. Follow me on my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are @AmitDaveHonda. Until next time, rock on and fly back.